There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Would you pick to have a career year for the Saints in 2024? And is the hip drop tackle ban the dumbest thing Roger Goodell has done this week? Thomas, hit that intro.
Oh, deception. Oh, deception. Matt Ryan.
Ralph, get the Salmiak drink I sent you. 100 buckaroos in honor of the birth of the newest member of the Saints Nation, my son, Tiberius.
Jesus Christ, we're starting early tonight, boys.
Damn, Maradona, we have 100 donations, 100 buckaroos. Congratulations of the new
newest Jesus, it smells son. Like paint thinner. It smells like paint thinner.
So wait, what is this he's drinking?
You mean, what did he just drink, Ralph?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up the bottle.
What is that?
Stro. Oh, it's called Stro. It's an Austro-Italian liqueur used in cooking.
Oh, my God. That's why Hitler invaded Austria. That is disgusting.
Jesus. Oh. Time to use that.
But I don't understand the joke. So he could eradicate Stro?
Yes. So he could,
okay.
We could get rid, make sure nobody had to drink this ever again. Oh, my God.
Got it.
That's the top five worst thing I've ever put in my body.
Oh. So not nine on the puke meter?
Nine. Oh, God.
Mm. Okay, we got nine.
No,
well,
Thomas.
Well, shout out to the newest Saints fan then, Monadula. Congratulations on your newborn.
It really did.
So wait, the name is, what is it? Tiberius.
Tiberius. That's a great name. That is a great name.
That is a crazy ass name, dude. First of all, that's a Jesus name.
Is he walking around? Is he walking around Monadula's house saying,
like,
"Are you not entertained?"
I feel like Tiberius Pessers is like the name of a guy that comes to the NFL from Austria and blocks. He's like 6'7" and he blocks like 5 kicks in a season.
Tiberius,
he's like a special teams kick blocker.
I think he's one of those guys in the strongman competition.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like rolling those giant boulders and pulling the trucks.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, Stro 80 is an icon of Austrian spirits and is tightly bound to the culinary and baking traditions of Austria. It's used in pastries, cakes, desserts. You can put it in. Here's what I love. When used in moderation, it is suitable for cocktails.
Even less.
That was the part that I read on the website. I didn't want to tell you until you drank it. So really, you're not really supposed to be drinking that much of it.
So,
you just did a whole shot.
Shelly, I need help. I need a lot of things. All right, everybody. Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlboro, joined by everybody. Hey. We got Dave. What?
Isn't he going to run the intro?
It's too late for that.
We can skip the intro.
Man, we're not doing the intro.
All right.
That's better than the intro, man.
Special episode, no intro.
I got everybody with me. Dave, Andrew, Kevin, Thomas running the show back in Poland. A ton of people in the chat tonight. Thanks for joining us. I see the usual Jerry, Aldi Mourinho, your boy Allen, who won the MVP contest last week, Oppenheimer with 3 threes, Jason Champagne, Budrich, everybody, the normal crew is here. Thanks for joining us, guys. On tonight's show, we're going to talk the Ramczyk injury news. We're going to pick a Saints player to have a career year, and we're going to have to sacrifice one to the injury gods. We're going to figure out how the new hip drop tackle will screw the Saints, plus trivia and your questions. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour, wherever you get your podcast. I also have to mention MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my giant mini bar collection. I will drink another shot. I got absinthe right here. If y'all want to double up, I'm do it. I'm not afraid.
I have to update the donation.
We'll do this again. That was just disgusting. Consider donating via Stream Elements by typing in !donate in the chat and click the link that appears. Twitch takes about 50% when you donate bits, so you can spend less money. It's easier to get me drunk. It's a win-win. And text-to-speech, the best $20 you can spend on the internet, as Monadula showed at the top of the show. Thomas, I mean, Monadula's the MVP leader, but we got anybody else trying to steal it from him?
Yes, sir. The reigning MVP leader from last week, your boy Alan, thanks for the Twitch Prime with donation method. Jeff Duncan is a hoe, as always. thanks to Bartlett for 31 straight months subscription with donation message. Double dip at tackle it is and shall always be. And also thanks to Who That Fits for subscribing for free with Amazon Prime for the first time. Thanks.
Yes.
So we are at 115 out of 180. So we are not that far away from the second drink.
What are we drinking tonight? I'm going old school. I got Jack and Cherry Coke.
Well, I was told to keep it short and not talk about what I'm drinking for very long.
Deception! Matt Ryan!
Does Ram's knee failing already qualify for Saints player sacrificed for another to have career year?
It will. We're going to get to that. I am tapping the Rockies currently.
$20.
I'm currently tapping the Rockies. However, this is the last beer I have in my fridge that is not an IPA. So I might have to drink an IPA after this. I don't know. Maybe
Kevin,
I'll go to liquor.
Kevin, you're not drinking because you're about to go meet a lady.
No, I am drinking Throat Coat. I have a
He's
date.
Coating the throat.
I'm coating
Kevin has
the
a
throat.
Hard out at 8:30 tonight, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, I have to stop here and part at 8:30 to go and be at the date for 9:00.
In 16 minutes?
16 minutes.
Just real quickly, this lady works in the medical industry or does not?
Does not work in the medical industry.
Okay,
she
we got a chance.
How old is she?
How old is she? I think she's 30. Let me see.
Okay, that's fine. I just as long as she's north of 30, that's acceptable.
Not 30, not
Oh, yeah, no.
Field.
No. She's like, she is approaching, well, not approaching. Come on, load. 35.
Okay, that's reasonable. And then last question, what's wrong with her?
She's an education consultant. She's getting her master's degree.
Oh.
Jesus.
So
what was your last
Kevin,
question?
Kevin did hit us. Kevin did hit us earlier this week with, guys, why do you think I'm still single? On the chat.
By the way, when I tell you,
and
I
jammed
you
know
fell
what,
out
Kevin,
my
when
chair,
you send
as
that
soon
text,
as I saw
you should
that
know
text.
That nothing is safe.
As soon as I saw that text, I damn near fell out my chair. I said, "Oh boy, I went and made myself a bag of popcorn. I went and made some popcorn. I put on some comfortable pajamas. I got comfy because I was going to settle in for what was about to happen."
The reason, hang on, she asked me specifically, she said,
why do you guys
what?
Think I'm single?
No, she didn't say why. She said, what would your friends say about why you're, like, how would your friends say why you're single? Or, like, how would they answer that? Like,
I would have said, I don't know how somebody who loves wrestling
and has a podcast.
Rather than
think of an answer, I thought I'd ask you guys.
My answer would have been, bitches be dumb. That's why you're single.
That's not necessarily a green flag.
I love you, Kevin. You're perfect. I don't know why women don't want to marry you.
Actually, listen, here's the thing. I told her about the podcast real early on because she actually jokingly asked me if I was a podcast guy.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
And I said, fun.
Means do you listen to podcasts?
No. No, she was asking if I'm one of those douchebags that just puts a microphone in front of me and starts railing about issues.
No, that's
that I know very little about.
You just tell her, I'm on a podcast that has a full-time producer, sweetie.
Yeah. No, I'll explain
just
that.
So you
I don't
know
if I'll say award the word winning there.
It's not 1965.
But,
you can't say sweetie.
But I told her what the podcast is and what we talk about and how long we've been doing it, and she thought that was adorable.
That's
she
right.
thought it was a big.
Wow.
She thought it was a green flag.
You know.
So you're telling me there are members of the opposite sex that find what we do here adorable?
Damn, we have female listeners.
Do you think she would still? Do you think she would still call it adorable if she actually listened to the show?
She could be a patron. We have 37 female patrons.
I'll worry about that later.
We're going to be doing the show while you're on your date. How adorable would it be if you just showed her the live Twitch stream on your date
Brother,
later
I will
tonight.
Not be doing that. I will not be doing that.
Thomas, I'm going to play the soundbite of...
If you come, you best come hard.
Thomas, 1 week will be the actual Saints talk before the 20-minute mark. This is not that week.
Suck it long, suck it hard. This feels so
maybe.
Good.
Maybe. So, Dennis Allen... ruined everyone's week like he is known to do by announcing at the owners meeting Ryan Ramczyk isn't progressing as well as the Saints had hoped. He talked about Ramczyk's injury in a way, Dave, that a suburban dad might talk about how a pool installation is not going well, but there's still hope that the pool will be ready by summer, kids, and Ramczyk will be good in September. Right, Dad? Thomas, play DA. This is so DA.
Yeah,
so
I think it still remains to be seen. Yeah, I don't feel, you know, at the combine a few weeks ago, I was feeling a lot better about it, and yet I don't know that I'm seeing as much progress as I was hoping to see, you know, at this point. So I think that still kind of remains to be seen. But here's the cool thing. We've got plenty of time. No different plenty than what time. We were talking about with with Cam and being a veteran player and probably not utilizing necessarily a lot during this OTA and mini camp. You know, I would see the same thing, you know, with Ram too. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see how that all goes as we go through, you know, all the off season and as we get into the training camp aspect.
Kevin, are we going to do a podcast episode, the all offensive tackle mock draft? I feel like it's coming.
Yes, we will. I was going to go do one earlier today and then saw that somebody else beat me to it. So I just decided, screw it. I'll make a mock where we do nothing but draft people on the offensive and defensive lines. And then, of course, I still grabbed Theo Johnson at tight end.
Okay,
but
that's our boo.
But yeah, I mean, we can do an all tight end mock draft.
All tackle. Andrew, I was thinking this earlier today, because the Saints have had like a seamless transition. They went from Stinchcomb to Zach Strief to Ramczyk at right tackle since 2006. Like, it was just seamless all the way across. Yeah. Is this currently where the Saints' offensive line is, especially at tackle? Is this as bad as the Saints' offensive line has been in like a generation? Like, I feel like it's bottom five of the league, and I can't remember the Saints ever having that on offensive line.
Yeah, right now it is, yeah. I mean, keep in mind, these things can change pretty quickly, right? Like, they get a guy at 14, or I mean, let's say maybe even they trade up, right, and get a left tackle at 9. That's insane, you know? And you get your left tackle of the future, and maybe Penning is better than you thought, and he turns it around. I know that's I'm starting to talk ridiculous here, but my point is you can pick up a couple players even on low contracts, and it can turn your fortunes pretty quickly. And I think the hindsight of the lines we've seen in the last few years is that we thought they were way better than they actually were. So it's you know, sometimes like you think your line's pretty good and it's garbage, and then sometimes you think it's hopeless and it ends up being better than you thought. So, but yeah, I mean, right now where the Saints stand today on March 26th?
Yeah.
I don't know that on March 26th, I have seen a offensive tackle situation on the roster look this bleak.
Dave,
are we on the same page here that the Dennis Allen interview mixed combined with the Ian Rappaport tweet that Thomas just put up about Ramczyk, are we on the same page with respect that like this is smoke, and where there's smoke there's fire? And this is just like, this is basically like them easing us into the reality that Ramczyk is like about to retire,
I mean,
like instead of just coming out and saying, "Oh, Ryan Ramczyk, where I'm retiring," like they're slowly, you know, instead of just throwing the frog into the boiling water, they're putting us into the room temperature water and turning up the heat.
Kevin, how bad would the sad double?
I'm asking you. Like, do you guys feel that way? Do you guys feel that way? Do you feel like this is just the canary in a coal mine? Canary in a coal mine.
You know, David, we're going to find out
in 3 weeks. We're going to find out Ramczyk's retiring.
No, I feel like, Kevin, the Saints are setting us up for the sadness double play. They'll announce Ramczyk is retiring in one tweet, and then they'll announce in the next tweet that Andres Pete is coming back. And it'll be the saddest double play the Saints have ever turned.
I don't know if I can answer. So, Dave, re-ask your question concisely if you can.
My question is do you guys feel like the fact that DA is coming out with this information and Ian Rappaport is coming out with this information, is this their way of slowly preparing us for the fact that Ramczyk is going to end up retiring?
And like, I honestly don't think that they have any clue.
Andrew, you got inside information?
Why even say this? If they're slow rolling it, what's the point of that? That's stupid. That's stupid either way.
DA is terrible with the press. Andrew,
I think they don't know and don't know how to. They either don't know or they do know and they don't know how to handle it. And so they're just muddling about. And
I don't even necessarily know if it's intentional. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this question was specifically asked. I don't know why the question was asked to DA. I don't know. Why did this come up? Why is Ian Rappaport tweeting about it? This sort of came out of nowhere.
Andrew, what do you got? You got any sources?
First of all, I thought DA's quote was wild. I mean, to me, when a head coach says, "Yeah, that's not going as well as I thought it was,"
why?
3 weeks after surgery, he's kind of showing all his cards. And
I thought that was weird too. But it's off. But this isn't like we're not in week three. Like this is March.
Teams aren't game planning for us. I'm just surprised he divulged that much. But I feel like when a coach tells you 3 weeks after surgery, yeah, that's not looking so good. That's like, oh shit, how bad is it really? You know, because 3 weeks after surgery, like you still have to rehab. You still have to me, that's like something didn't take. Something went wrong with the surgery. They got to do it all over again. So, look, I texted some people right after that quote because that was really alarming to me. And, you know, I got one that was just kind of like a quick, not good. And I got another one that was like might never play again. So I can't take that any other way than pessimistic. You guys know, like, I'm a glass half full kind of person typically, but this is not good. And I think we need to prepare ourselves for the reality that, like, Ramczyk is done.
But Budrich asked a great question on the Jewish Empire. Butteridge asked a great question, Kevin. What's better, DA's poker face or my bad arm?
Ralph, I would rather watch you try and attempt to shuffle two stacks of chips with your bad arm than rely on DA's ability to be calm and rational at a poker table.
Dave, this is why people hate DA. This is why we hate, because here's the thing. All he had to say was, it's looking pretty good. It's going fine. Now
we're going day by day. We're taking it day by day.
Now everyone on earth knows the Saints are picking a tackle at 14. There was a little bit of mystery before. We probably thought they were. Now they are 100% taking a tackle at 14. There's no mystery, and DA just
Not. They're playing 3D chess. You just fell into their trap, you stupid son of a bitch. you just fell into DA's web of traps and boobies. He's got you all discombobulated. You have no idea what DA's doing.
All right. I mean,
Coach better.
Just kidding.
Do your job.
Ooh,
that's what it's
interception.
About.
Matt Ryan.
Kevin needs to have his date do a mock draft. If she trades down or takes a tackle, she's a keeper. Have a great day.
Damn, your boy Allen, 28.3.
Thank you, Nat. Thank you, Allen.
That was amazing.
Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Kevin, last Kevin, question. You got 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes, and I'm asking you this because I know your time is short.
Where are you going on your
I time? See this Ramchek, horrible news. The Saints are barren at tackle. I'm very concerned that we are back to a 2022 situation with where we knew like there was, we were like the Saints have to take a receiver before we even knew they had two picks. We're like, they got to take a receiver. And my worry is that they're trading up because they're just going to look at it 14. They're going to be like, oh my God, Alt went at 6 or 7. We got to get a tackle because we only like two of the tackles or whatever. And I'm more fearful than I ever have been this whole offseason now that they're trading up and I'm going to have to occupy the facility like it's January 6th because they're going to trade 45 away. Are you going to talk me off the ledge or are you going to panic with me?
No, I'm going to panic. I'm not going to panic. The issue, hang on a second, let me just pick that and move into this thing. So Alt has a, if the Cardinals don't trade out of 4, there's a chance Alt goes as high as 4.
Okay.
I believe quarterbacks are going 1, 2, and 3 and probably another one in the next, you'll have 4 go in the top 10. That I believe that. So the Cardinals, the Chargers, Giants, and the Titans are 4, 5, 6, and 7. They all need offensive line help. They very well could take Alt. I'm going back to the big board now.
Bishanu and the Washington tackle. They could all be gone.
Right. So you got Alt, Fuaga. Fountainot, and I'm mispronouncing that. The kid from Washington, and then Olu from Penn State.
Yeah.
Like, I think if it goes tackle real quick and nobody's trading out, I think it's possible the Saints could get spooked and decide, hey, we need to move up to 7.
Ugh. God.
or six, because I'm thinking, like, I can't see the Jets taking a tackle. I can't see the Vikings taking a tackle or the Bears. Then again, if the Bears take a quarterback at 1, who knows? But I can't see the Falcons taking a tackle either. So they may try and move up to 6 to get ahead of at least the Titans.
Yeah. It's 8:30. I know you got to head to your date. Kevin, I hope you marry this girl because then you can tell your children, you can be like, right before I went on my first date with your mother, I was breaking down.
Right before conception.
Right before the tackles in the 2024 draft. So
Kevin Jr. on the way? I'm going to give you the same advice that one of the dads from Love on the Spectrum gives his autistic child, and that is
the
object of a first date is to get a second date. Good luck, Kevin.
That's right.
Also, enjoy the Italian tapas. I recommend ordering the tour of España.
We're going to a nice bar, and that serves some pretty nice dishes, so we'll see what's out there. But yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you all. I will
text us when you get home so we know you're safe.
Yeah, I'll text y'all. So I'll give y'all an update. I'll see y'all on the other side.
Fuck each other next.
So Andrew, of course, when Dennis Allen revealed the horrible Ramchek news, of course Michael Thomas had to pounce, and Michael Thomas went on his tremendous rant as he's known to do. Is he telling Dennis? Is Michael Thomas telling Dennis Allen to do your own research about
medical injuries. Is it a top three craziest thing he's ever said? I feel like it is.
Can we expand this, Thomas? I haven't seen this, so this is new to me. I didn't.
Yeah, I was reading it too. So yeah, basically, Mike Triplett had a tweet about Ryan Ramczyk. You know what we've been discussing, how he isn't progressing, and how Dennis Allen commented on that. And Mike Thomas said it's like he uses the same line and just changes the player's name as if there isn't a team doctor and trainers on staff that have nothing to do with it. They're trying to protect them as much as possible, but they don't mind me. I don't work there no more. But that's the real problem.
Well, no, and he also
had another. So I mean, Michael Thomas, like, first of all, Ryan Ramczyk had a knee issue in the draft. It's why he dropped to the Saints to begin with. There was concerns over the longevity of his knee health when the Saints took him, which is why, where did the Saints pick Ramczyk?
32. He was the first guy picked at 32 to get his fifth year option picked up.
So we can question whether that second contract made, by the way, Ralph, are you drinking wine?
No, I'm drinking Jack and Coke.
Oh, that looks
out of a wine glass, though.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, look, we can question whether Ramczyk should have got that second deal or not. And I'm sure in hindsight, if the Saints had known his knee would kind of fail at this point, they probably wouldn't have. But.
Well, now, wait a minute. You just contradicted yourself because you just said they knew that he already had a knee injury.
When somebody was giving him that contract, though. Like, I don't feel bad about it.
Well, he had the same knee injury when they gave him the second contract. It's the same knee. He didn't have new knees.
The Saints doctors.
So if it was a risk to draft him, it's really a risk to give him a second contract.
He showed up with knee problems. So that's not the Saints doctors' faults. And the Saints doctors are not responsible for his surgery. Like, it's not like the Saints doctors perform it on the operating table. Like, they outsource that and they find the right surgeon. Auctioner.
Yeah. It's all Auctioner, right?
I'm pretty sure he did the surgery in Europe or some shit.
What I want to know, Dave, what else does Michael Thomas think you need to do your own research on? Do your own research, buddy.
The point I'm making here is that Michael Thomas is off base. Shocker.
Michael Thomas is... I mean, I love him. He's a Saints Hall of Famer. He called Jeff Duncan a hoe, and that makes him...
The AB syndrome.
That gets him in the Ring of Honor for me. But he's a lunatic.
Also, like, Michael Thomas, like, you're trying to get a deal. You're a free agent now. Like, you're trying to find a team. Like, for your own sake, shut up.
Well, why do you think that he would all of a sudden...
He's the dude that didn't pick up the phone for 3 months, right?
6 years.
These guys, like, seriously, there's so many... And AB is like this. Yeah, it is an AB syndrome, but, like, man, they can't save themselves from themselves.
They have a guy on Twitter that has a list every week of, like, people that need to get... people that need to have their phone taken away.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
It's unbelievable.
I feel like Michael Thomas
is shut up for 2 weeks, get a contract, be on a team, then mouth off.
Yeah.
Is it narcissism? Is that what it is? Is it like narcissistic behavior?
Thomas,
probably. By the way, new segment, maybe like where we read tweets. We do dramatic readings of player tweets, funny
tweets. That's right. I like it.
Michael Thomas is one of those athletes that I've always called an outside factor guy. And by that, I mean, like, a lot of tennis players are like this. It's always like something else is to blame for their failures. They never take responsibility. It's
That's
never
human
their
nature
fault.
In general, though, isn't it?
It's always this guy screwed me over or this thing happened and it's this person's fault.
Yeah.
There's never any personal accountability. It's always and like he's an outside factors guy.
Yeah. Dave left, and I had the third question in the rundown set up, teed up perfectly for him, and of course Dave wanders off. So one last thing on. Oh, there, Dave's back. That's good. So Dave, What's going to be worse? The Saints getting screwed over by the new hip drop tackle ban, or you and me having to go to a Saints game Christmas Day on a frickin' Wednesday?
Oh my God, I'm glad we brought this up.
The NFL just said to the NBA, Christmas is ours now.
No, you're right about
Adam
that.
Adam Silver, they just took
Christmas
it
Christmas is on a Wednesday this year?
Christmas is on a Wednesday, and they're having two NFL games.
Ugh.
That's well, that's good for me, actually, because then that means I can like be closed like most of the week at the store. First of all, I'm not even quite sure I fully understand what hip drop tackle is.
No one
whatever.
Does. That's going to be a disaster.
I know.
Everyone I've texted about that is like, there's probably like a handful of hip drop tackles that are obvious, but like a good 60% of hip drop tackles are like judgment calls. We're like, it kind of is, it kind of is not. And like, it's going to be like, you know, like the penalty that they have, like leading with the crown of the helmet, where it's like, it's never flagged.
Right.
You know, where the running back initiates with his helmet.
That's right.
They never throw that flag.
Yeah.
Like, when are they going to throw the flag on? Like, it's going to be an absolute disaster.
I can tell you
everyone in the league is already like, this is a joke.
I can tell you when they're going to throw the flag. When the Saints play the Chiefs and they're like, Tyrann Mathieu just tackled Hollywood Brown on 4th and 8. He's a yard short. And the Saints are going to upset the Chiefs. Wait, there's a flag. Hip drop tackle, first call, the first one ever called in the history of the NFL. 1st and 10, Kansas City.
You take that shit to the bank.
To the bank.
Yeah.
They also changed the kickoff rules, and I got to admit, I don't know. First reaction, and I've seen, because they already do this in the XFL, or they did this in the XFL.
It looks cool, man.
You like it? I don't know.
I like it.
Can you guys explain this to me?
Here it is.
I don't really understand it.
Here's what it is.
They're kicking off from the same place, basically. But basically, and the receiving team is kind of where they always are, except the kicking team, all the other non-kickers, are all the way already in the offensive zone.
Basically,
lined 5 yards up off of the receiving
basically
team.
Andrew.
And nobody can move until the ball hits the ground or the guy catches it.
That's right. Basically, they've stopped the running starts on the kickoff, right?
So it's more like a snap start.
It's more like a snap start. And now you can't, like, if it's a touchback, you get the ball at the 35. So teams are going to be not wanting to do the touchback.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, Andrew. And I was saying this is like the biggest rule change, maybe
since replay. That's what the ESPN guys were saying.
Since replay,
I mean, 89,
and even bigger than replay, because replay, replay the call, but the game didn't look different. I mean, this, Andrew, like the opening day, it's like everything looks, the kickoff is completely new.
It's going to look a little my problem is like, it's going to look a little XFL-ish. Like, when we first get started, it's going to feel a little, We always do.
Drink up, Ralphie.
Who got golf at 28-3, and we've got
right, but I
got
to talk about Christmas Day.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Are you taking absinthe to the face?
I am.
Is it right?
Wait, how did Ralph say absinthe again?
Absence.
Oh, man.
Is that real? What kind of... Let me... Hold up the bottle.
Oregon Spirit.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus. I don't know how you do this. All right. Down with it.
It can't be any worse than that. Filth Monodoulas sent me.
The liquor that's made for baking and not for drinking.
Yeah.
Raph really hates himself, I think, deep down.
It's crazy. It's crazy what he does for money.
Yeah. I
mean, just think, if he didn't have this podcast, he'd probably be out on the streets.
The drunken lot.
So can you guys explain to me what happens with an onside kick?
Wait, the rating. The rating.
Yeah, what's the rating, Ralph?
A 9.
Monodoulas,
I'm not going to throw up. I'll force it back down and die before I give you the satisfaction
of predicting that I will find.
I mean, maybe the third drink will do it, you know? You never know. We are
there was a special thing. Would you have to, like...
They have to declare it.
Would you have to announce it?
Yes, they have to declare it, which is weird.
I think you can declare it.
So Ambush is dead forever.
Everett Ambush is dead forever.
Yeah.
But honestly, like... How many surprise onside kicks do they have a year? And that's what
makes the
Ambush show special.
Because
those are the best ones out of halftime when they catch you napping. Those are the freaking best ones.
Or to start a game when you got the underdog. Like I can still remember the Hazlitt one in 2000 when they played the Rams on the road, Aaron Brooks' first start. The Saints did it, and we're like, oh! Balls to the wall today, boys.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. We're going 85 miles an hour in a 20 mile an hour zone.
So Christmas. No, so to answer your original question was, I think it was which one annoys me more or which one makes me mad. I think the Christmas thing does. You know, look, the Saints got picked to play on a Christmas when it was on Friday. First they put the Saints on Christmas Day. And nobody cared. And now they're coming for Christmas on Wednesday. It's ridiculous. Like, I say this because it really only is annoying if it affects me. If it's a Saints and I have to, and it's a home game, because there's no way I'm leaving my family on Christmas Day. I'm the only major Saints fan in my family. I'm not going to get my whole family to go to Christmas Day, which means if we have a home game on Christmas Day, I'm not going. And so it was ridiculous when they had it on Christmas Day on Friday and they said, yeah, we're still doing it. And now, like, on a Wednesday, like, you're just obviously, like Ralph said, this is an attack on the NBA.
It's not an attack, Dave. It's total victory. Yeah. Like, the NFL is just like, I'm the captain now. I'm the captain of Christmas. Like, it's done. It's the captain of Christmas. But here's the thing that I want to ask you. Just quick question. But Andrew, I'm going to tell you this. And you can tell me if I'm a lunatic or whatever. Saints Broncos on Christmas Day is an act of terrorism.
Oh my God.
It's an act of terrorism.
As long as it's in Denver. If it's in Denver.
No, it's here.
It's in New Orleans.
It'd be in New Orleans.
That would just be.
You're gonna hear it from me. We're gonna do a whole show, me ranting.
Jared Stinchcomb.
You nailed it.
And Nathan Peterman.
Jared Stinchcomb.
Did I say Jared Stinchcomb? Yeah.
Yes. You did.
Jared Stinchcomb and Nathan Peterman.
That's the absence talking.
Kicking in. Kicking in, man.
Watch that down with some chipotle.
I'm smelling colors.
Chipotle is opening in Poland, apparently.
Wow. Really?
That's what my body told me.
By the way, Thomas, Chipotle. I forgot to mention, somebody on Twitter sent me this Polish cherry liquor. It looked delicious. And they said, do you know what this is? You should pull that up. I send it to you in the Discord. But Polish thing. You need to ship it to me.
By the way, I've been meaning to ask you, Thomas. I saw some missiles were fired over Poland from Russia.
Really? That's news to
me. Yeah, how's your airspace? Everything
that's
okay?
I didn't see anything above my
head. It hit like the Ukrainian border, but it was like it went over Polish airspace.
Unless
and so,
it hits me, I won't know, man. That's how
I'll tell you
the
this.
News.
If Russia does anything to hurt one single hair on our Thomas's head, I'm for firing the nukes. Like, gonna say. That's it. I want that, Thomas. Get that ship to me.
Ralph is pushing the nuke. He's pushing in the code with his bad hand.
The nuclear foot, Thomas. Nobody puts Spreading Thomas in the corner.
Spreading freedom. Spreading freedom, man.
That's right. I want that. That looks delicious.
Krupnik.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that used to be my dad's go-to vodka, but
here's my thing about the special teams new kickoff thing. If you don't like it, like apparently Rizzi championed the whole thing.
This was
the Saints' fault and no one else.
Yeah, he helped them formulate the rule and create it.
Andrew, this gets me excited because
normally I'd be like, man, DA, they got this new kickoff. It's going to bite the Saints in the ass. They won't know how to do it. Like, Rizzi literally designed the thing. So I'm Rizzi, like maybe early in the year, he'll have some stuff cooked
up.
Up
his sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah, for like your boy, your UDFA, Shahid. And like the Saints will be doing some fun, cool ass stuff, and like maybe have a little advantage
for the first time ever. Lou Headley will actually work with all this bullshit. He changing the rules he's creating around him.
Oh wow.
So
let's make a bet. Let's put bets on a kickoff Saints first receiving kickoff touchdown of the season.
No. What we should do is
like $20 down on that.
Like, see how the Saints compare to the rest of the league in kickoff coverage and kickoff returns.
Yeah,
and if they're like 25 or below in either category, like Rizzi totally screwed us, and Ralph takes like 7 shots.
That's right. Here's the thing. You know, Stephon Anthony was the first defensive player to ever score on a 2-point conversion in NFL.
Oh my God, that's right.
So the Saints need to be like, they need the guy to return the kickoff, be the first team to return a kickoff with the new kickoff rules.
Yep.
That's what we need. So, all right. So peek behind the curtain, like as we get to the offseason, like next week we start the mock drafts and we get full on draft season, but we're like in that murky middle. So we kind of try to figure out fun topics. So I'm on the text chain with topics, and I said to Andrew, I was like, hey, I see all these other podcasts. Yeah, they're picking like, so they're like picking Saints players that they want to stay healthy for 17 weeks. And I'm like, hey, let's do an injury draft where you have to pick guys that are out for the year. And oh Andrew was like,
what a cynical, awful topic.
Andrew was like, that's a terrible topic. So what I did was I merged the two. I said, let's make it fun.
We're only picking one person to get injured.
Yeah. We're picking one player.
I mean, can you imagine this question, though? Or like, real quick, listeners, like, can you imagine? I get this text from Ralph, and he's like, hey, you know what would make a great show? Like, let's pick two guys to be out for the year. And I'm like, is this serious? You want me to go like, okay, I'll take a Derek Carr ACL and let's see, a Tyrann Mathieu broken clavicle for 200, Ralph. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Go out of our way to put bad juju on this fucking team.
Like, we know injuries are going to happen, but like, I don't really want to in March be like picking them and rooting for them. My God.
Yeah.
Hey man, not all ideas are winners. What do you want from me? So anyway, we merged the two topics. We said, listen, you can have one Saints player have a career year, but in order to have that career year, you must sacrifice one player, a starter, to the injury gods.
Oh, okay.
So you must sacrifice him to the injury gods. So I'll go first. And I sent this to Thomas before the injury news on Ramchick. But I think the funnest one would be if Kamara could have one more great year out of him. Like, if you get a career year out of Kamara, that means you're getting like 20 plus touchdowns, almost 1,000 yards rushing, like 80 something odd catches, like awesome season, running game fixed. Kamara and like just having Kamara having a great year, being happy after games when he's succeeding, maybe the Saints are winning. Like, one more great year out of Kamara would just be amazing. And for my injury pick, I sent this in before I knew about Ramchick. If I knew about Ramchick, I'd have been like, he's done. We'll pick him. But I picked Pete Werner. And my theory is Werner wasn't that good last year. He's in a walk year. And I'll just roll the dice that Gay will just slide on into the Pete Werner spot and it'll be fine. So those were my Kamara career year. Sorry,
I just want to wait. I just want to recap. You want Gay to slide right into Pete Werner.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
All right. Just making sure. Got it.
Yeah.
This is happening. Sure, loop up.
We're going Gay at linebacker. That was the first time ever Thomas played a perfect sound.
That's right. That was appropriate.
Yeah. And the timing was good too.
So people in the chat are doing it. So Andrew, what's your career year and what sacrifice you're making to the injury gods to get that career.
Am I allowed to sacrifice Ramchick since he's already done for the
year?
You
can,
anyway?
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You can.
I mean, let's rip off the Band-Aid. It
sacrifice
sounds like we're heading
DA.
We're headed in that direction anyway, so I guess we'll blow up Ramchick's knee and bite that bullet now. My gut for career year, well, am I allowed to pick Derek Carr?
You can.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of cheating because picking the quarterback, like, obviously that's going to have the most significant impact on the team. So, yeah, I mean, look, if Carr threw for over 4,000 yards at a 100 quarterback rating, you know, like over 30 touchdowns, like that spells success.
You wouldn't worry that a lot of it would be like garbage yards,
time,
like garbage time stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be the only concern, but you got to roll the dice, right?
You got to roll the dice somewhere. I mean, Olave was another one I consider because, you know, he's already been over 1,000 yards. So for him to have a career year, it's probably like 100 catches for 1,400 yards, you know?
All the managers being mean. Take Ram out back like old Yeller. Jesus.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, someone in the chat, Budrich, just said Cam Jordan career year.
That'd be fun.
That's like 15 sacks, you know?
That's
so
right.
That would be sick. Mm-hmm.
That might get Cam Jordan to Canton. Like I think that's
the answer because like you got to think like who had the best career that's currently on the Saints roster and it's Cam Jordan.
Well, that's why I picked Kamara because Kamara had the 20 something touchdown year.
That's true.
But Cam Jordan is a great pick too.
Yeah.
Dave,
I'm going to go Derek Carr. I still think quarterback and I'll sacrifice Ram.
Dave. I'm going the opposite with you guys on Ramchick. He's gonna have a career year.
There you go.
One last, you know, getting the band back together. One last run around has a career year. We move the left.
You're reversing his current now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we move in the left tackle. That way, Carr. This works with your thing too. This will help your guy Derek Carr have a career year.
Right.
And then we'll worry about right tackle. And then sacrifice.
Are you allowed to say Lou Headley? Can he just Lou Headley?
I was going to say DA. Remember how Sean Payton broke his leg on the sidelines during that
Jimmy
game?
Graham. That was Jimmy Graham did that.
No. Yeah, that did it. That broke Sean Payton's leg.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe something like that, but maybe something more with like a coma, like a 17-week coma.
Jesus Christ.
And he just, you know, he comes out of it right after
he's not
the Super
dead
Bowl.
Or anything. He's just knocked out for a little while.
I wish nothing but the best, but maybe just something that requires him to be just in a slight vegetative state, just only for like 17, 18 weeks. And then he comes back. No, I'm kidding.
He wakes up and he's completely fine.
It's like some weird thing, like some like brain amoeba thing that like only one scientist in Africa knows about. They had to like fly him
in
to figure it out.
Cryosleep.
That sounds like a Sandra Bullock romantic comedy.
Yeah. Anyway,
Coach Coma.
But if I had to like really pick a player, and I was really, I'd pick like, is Adam Prentice still on the team?
You got to pick a starter. Yeah, he's a starter.
He's a starting fullback. So I just feel like that's no offense, Adam. Love you. I had to do it. They made me do it. Ralph is a sicko. He asked us this question.
I can't believe you didn't pick a UDFA adopted son. I thought for sure. Dave
no, you know who
like,
I was gonna pick. I was gonna pick one of yours.
Give me Anderson. Give me Shahid. Yes. Give me Lou Headley. All of them. I want all of them out for the year.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's exact. No, actually, when I was gonna pick whoever the starter was in front of my new adopted free agent son. Maybe that way I would give him a chance to bump.
Dave, who that ambush has the greatest idea?
If Malcolm Roach was still on the team, he left for Denver.
Who that ambush has the great idea? DA can have he can have amnesia, and then when he comes out of the amnesia, we can all just tell him he's the defensive coordinator.
That's brilliant. I love that. Yes, that's my dream scenario. Can that happen?
Butterich goes, I pick Isaiah Foskey career year, and Juju's UDFA son gets sacrificed. I don't think Butterich understands how this works.
And Isaiah Foskey has two sacks.
Yeah, he has two sacks in five games, and then that's his career year.
That's right.
Yeah. It's so like, terrible choice, but like
your boy, like your said, boy Allen also says DA's injury came from a wood chopping accident.
100%. Cedric Wilson had a career year. Whoopee!
Yeah.
So I want to remind people, remember, you can support us using Amazon Prime. Prime members can subscribe to us using Twitch for free. I just re-upped my subscription. Boom, you have Amazon Prime. It doesn't cost you a thing. It's a great way to support the show. And Thomas has instructions in the podcast descriptions. You can do it every month. Doesn't cost you a dime. Great way to support the show. The AdSense just kicks my ass every time I do it. Listener Vince in Maine sent us a signed Deuce McAllister jersey right here. So we're going to raffle that thing off. Weekly MVP are going to get their shot at having a signed Saints jersey from a legend. And by the way, Andrew, I'll announce it now. We have something so amazing for our next. This is amazing, the Deuce McAllister one. But we have so many cool giveaways planned for the rest of the year. You want to donate. You're going to want to be MVP. I promise you. Thomas, where are we? Am I going to drink a what do I have to do to drink a third one?
We are less than 100 buckaroos away. We need to reach the magical 28.3. Oh, 28 God. And 3 dollars. Who's in the lead? Madula's still in the lead. Your boy Allen, second place. And who that golfer in the third spot? So it's going to be not that easy to catch Mandula, but you never know, man. You never know.
So is the do we have trivia this week, Thomas?
We
I forgot to ask you.
We do.
So it better be. I hope it's easier than last week, but it was a great one. Wade Wilson last week. It was a great trivia question, Butter. So what's the trivia this week, Thomas?
Butter says it's easy, but when he says it's easy, you always have problems, guys.
Yeah.
You never know. Let me play the music first. Where's the music? There's the music. The question for the trivia is, what was the deficit the Saints overcame to beat the Falcons in their first ever matchup?
Ooh, that's a great question. The Falcons...
25 points.
The Falcons were indescribably terrible, too, to start. They've been terrible, just as like the Saints until the Saints got Sean Payton. The one thing is that I think when the Saints first started, they weren't in the same division as Atlanta. They were in the Capital Division. They were in the division with the Redskins. It was like the Redskins, the Saints, Dallas, it was the Capital Division. So I don't think they were in the division with Atlanta till like 1970-71. I have no idea. I know the Falcons kicked the crap out of the Saints early on when they played.
I'm just going to say 10 points.
No, it's got to be some sort of weird ass number. I'm going to say like 15. I'm not going to go to Pro Football Reference and look it up.
You better not.
Northern Lights. So, Andrew, what do you think the Saints that overcame when they beat the Falcons the first time in their first ever matchup? How many points do you think they overcame? It wasn't 28.
What was the deficit the Saints overcame to beat the Falcons?
I said 10 points.
20 points.
I'm going to say 15. Thomas, hit it. Hit us up.
We got 10, 15, and 20.
There we go.
All right, let's look at the correct answer then.
Oh, close. It was close to 28-3. It was only one touchdown short of being a 28-3 lead.
Oh, my God. Magical.
Damn.
Saints won on a 21-3 comeback. Final score being 27-24 for the Saints. Yeah.
I wonder if that was on the road. The funny thing is, there is somebody on YouTube. I don't know who they are uploading, like,
2 and 3 minute highlights from Saints games from the early 70s. It's magical. You can find it on YouTube.
Is it really magical though? Is that the right adjective?
I mean, it is for me. I like watching old Saints footage. Did you know Vince Lombardi's last ever win was against the Saints in 1969?
I did.
Well, you just ruined trivia for next week. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Oh man. Asshole.
So Thomas, do hit the music so we can do finger guns or finger gun, whatever you prefer.
if you're handy capable.
No, I like the word. I prefer crippled. I don't like all that handy capable and disabled. I like the old 1920s lingo of crippled. I prefer it.
That politically correct BS.
No, I just it's okay. I'm crippled. It's fine. Not for everybody, but that's what I prefer. So, Thomas, what's the first question?
All right. First question. Also, I will be taking one question from the chat. So post your questions, guys.
Also, Pels are down by one now. They cut the lead.
Oh, my God. I'm switching this game on.
Yeah, keep us up there.
And maybe I'll save some questions also for the mailbag that we'll do after.
Yeah. Remember.
The mailbag.
No, Andrew, your dad just showed up. Your dad been in the chat the whole time?
No, he wasn't there.
Just showed up.
Nice of you to show up, Steven.
Thanks, Dad. Nice of you to finally show up in my life.
Jesus.
So
where were you for 43 years, Dad?
What's the first question, Thomas?
All right, first question from Aldi Marino. He asks, what's in better shape, Ryan Ramczyk's knee or the contents of my refrigerator when Jefferson Parish opened after Katrina?
Wow.
God. What a question.
Hello, Metairie resident here. No,
I'm going to go with your refrigerator.
No. I mean, better shape? No. No, Ramczyk is in better fridge.
I mean, the refrigerators was bad times, man.
The question is what did you spray paint on your refrigerator when you put it out on the curb?
People forget now, but there was a moment where the entire city of New Orleans like took a break from cleaning out their houses and digging out from Katrina and just went like full like F you Tom Benson and were like harassing him at games, and it was the lead on the news and they were spray painting on the refrigerators out on the curb.
Somebody spray painted that on my store. Let me see if I can find the photo.
And what?
F you Tom Benson.
Yeah.
Like people are like, no, I know yes! New Orleans is post-apocalyptic, but if you think you're taking the Saints, old man, you got another thing coming. And it was the lead on the news for like a week. It was amazing. Like,
you got to see if I can find it.
It just was.
I don't know if it's in my drop.
So is Dave looks for that and tries to send
it? I got it right here.
What?
It says Benson sucks. Let me see. If I can hold Benson sucks. That's not going to.
It's not gonna enhance.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Yeah. But anyway, before Katrina, we plywooded. We put up plywood over all the doors and windows, and by the time we got back to the store, somebody had spray painted "Benson sucks" right there on the Broadway plywood. So I can attest. I can attest to that fact.
Thomas, what's next? What you got?
Yeah, that was a quick one. All right, next question, also from Ali Mourinho. He asks, would you rather have to go through the gauntlet of suck that is dating in 2024, or have a super clingy and borderline crazy ex like Michael Thomas?
It's a great question.
Do we want to be Kevin Held? Or do we want to have a crazy ex like Michael Thomas?
It's a great question.
I think I'd rather be Kevin.
It's tough because, like, I'd rather be dead than have the date. I'd rather have be dead than have the date in 2024. I really would.
Why?
What's up?
Look at me, Andrew. I'm 48 and crippled. I don't want to be out there, man. I don't want to be out there dating. I just don't.
Wait, what? It would be funny, you know. Well, this is pretty mean.
Wait,
if
no.
like, if like, if like,
oh,
if
don't Malcolm, say it. Don't say it.
Ralph and Kevin.
Whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
Who do you think would get married first if Ralph and Kevin were both single at their age?
I'll never, because my wife, it would mean she's dead, and she said, quote unquote, if you marry again after I die, I will fucking haunt you. So
wait a minute. I don't know anything about Michael Thomas's ex-girlfriend. This is news to me. What happened?
Pels are up one. Zion.
What happened with Michael Thomas's ex-girlfriend?
I mean, ex like Michael Thomas crazy. Like, that's a comparison.
Like that he had a crazy one.
Got it. This isn't a Mariah Mills situation.
Mariah.
Jesus.
That was crazy, man. No, I think I'd rather go through the gauntlet.
It's tough.
I don't know. I think I'd rather go through the
gauntlet. I'm old and washed. I fear the gauntlet. Thomas, what's next?
Dating would be very intimidating. Going through that again would be, I don't know.
You would be fine, Andrew. Come on, man.
Yeah, why? I don't know. Why do you think that?
It just seems like a lot of effort.
I think it's always been like that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Up three. They just hit a three. Trademark.
We're up now. Come on. Let's go.
Let's go.
4 minutes left. Huge three by the UVA Cavalier.
How excited, Andrew, were you when UVA got drubbed in the play-in game?
Not only that, but like after the game, Stephen A. Smith went on this rant about how awful UVA is and how, you know, there was all these headlines about they need a system change. Like, it felt like the whole world was raining shit on UVA. And I got a lot of satisfaction out of it.
You opened up a good bottle of wine.
Yeah, I did. I did. Just
enjoyed it.
There's a lot of celebrating.
Chateauneuf du Pape.
Andrew, when are you going to be back in town again? We got to go through. I texted y'all that like 8-bottle tasting kit I got of like those rum marks from Hampton Estate. Like, next time we got to taste that.
Wait, I didn't get this text.
Yeah, I texted it to all y'all, the three of y'all. Yeah. Like yesterday.
When was this?
When was that?
Maybe yesterday or 2 days ago. It's like this 8-bottle tasting. It's like this 8-bottle tasting kit of all of Hampton Estate's marks or whatever. Like. It's got
You're gonna
like
save
all
it till I get there.
I mean, I think you can use it multiple times. It's ROM, you can use it multiple times.
I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It looks, I haven't done anything with it, but it looks pretty badass.
Yeah, what's next, Thomas?
Yeah,
all right. Next question from Bruce HC. Bruce asks, if you could say 5 words to DA, what would they be?
Let's see. Oh, this is a question. You got to give me a day to think about this, because I could come up with something.
Have a better poker face. That's 5. There you go.
Dave, here's a question from the chat from your boy Alan. Best Easter candy.
Ooh. Oh.
Final answer.
No. I think we've discussed this before. I think as soon as I say this, I think you're going to remember this. First of all, Heath is not an Easter candy. There's nothing Easter.
I don't care. Heath is the it's goat candy.
I think we've discussed this, but I'm going to say it again. Peeps after they've been opened like 5 days.
God.
5-day-old Peeps.
You deserve to be burned at the stake for that.
That's right. 5-day-old Peeps. 5-day-old Peeps. I think 5 days.
Peeps are horrendous.
My son got Dr. Pepper Peeps. Oh, just disgusting.
I think
Dr. Pepper Peeps might be worse than any shot you've taken on the show, Ralph.
Maybe.
Albie Marino says Peeps are gross. Aldi Marino says Peeps are gross. That's because they haven't opened them and then left them out for 5 days to age.
Your boy Alan says you should lose your bougie status for that take.
Yeah, I never wanted the bougie status. I never said Andrew's the bougie one, not me.
Dave, we need you seriously. I saw Mike Golick. He was like reviewing candies
We need Dave's candy reviews where like you
we got summer coming up, buddy.
We got like we can easily make
this happen.
Nerd clusters, like all the new fangled candy.
You Venmo me $50 and I'll go to the gas station. Actually, no. Here's one tip right here for all the candy lovers out there. You might not know about this. Go to the dollar stores. Go to Dollar Tree or Dollar General or whatever. They sell candy cheaper than anybody else. A bag of the twin snakes? It's a dollar at Dollar. It's literally dollar at Dollar Tree. It's like $3 at a gas station.
Dave, have you had the mini Starbursts, like the mini Starburst squares?
Yeah.
So my wife.
I don't get that. If you like Starburst, why do you want a smaller version of a Starburst? Give me the whole thing.
My wife was like, oh my God, these are the most amazing things I've ever tasted. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, they're incredible. And so I popped a couple in and like I had to spit it out. Like it was absolutely disgusting.
But
I was like, how can you like this?
Starburst minis are
freaking awful.
But I would venture to guess that she's probably popping 3 or 4 of those Starburst minis at a time, which equals 1 regular Starburst. Just eat the Starburst.
Starburst jelly beans are clutch. Who that golfer said that? That's true.
Nobody's ever going to touch Jelly Belly 64 flavor. And also, actually, sour jelly beans.
I do like the sour jelly beans. They're not bad.
Anyway, whenever you want to do an episode this summer,
we'll be doing it, Dave. What's next, Thomas?
All right, final question from the chat from Budrich. He asks, in all caps, if Saints draft Ladd McConkey and get that Irish kicker, should Irish Kevin take over the live show?
Yes.
He's not here, but yes. Yeah. I mean, this isn't really a question. You know how we're going to answer it.
I mean, Irish Kevin talking about Ladd McConkey would be amazing.
Ladd McConkey!
Oh, it's Ladd McConkey, my fellow country mates.
He trots out
Andrew's
for a
dad brings up. Andrew's dad brings up Heavenly Hash and Elmer's.
Those are so basic. I mean, I get it. Like, Mr. Juge is a gentleman of an older age. I think when things were a little more simple.
Tread lightly here, Dave.
When it was simpler times, and something like a Heavenly Hash gold brick egg,
I don't think might have been exciting.
Exciting for young kids back then. There's a lot better things out there now.
Yeah, but thing is, New Orleans thing. My brother's husband, he mailed me chocolate Hubix pies.
Yeah, they just came out.
That's a thing now.
Yeah,
freaking. It's always been a thing. They just came out with them.
Freaking amazing.
Like, okay, let me ask you a question.
Pies were always like strawberry or like fruit.
No, strawberry, lemon, coconut,
cherry, lemon, pecan, strawberry is kind of seasonal. It's hard to get. Chocolate is really hard to find.
Oklahoma City just tied it with 120 left.
Oh, shit. Let me ask you a question, Ralph. Your Hubix, do you microwave them or no?
No, I don't microwave. I don't microwave. Because the thing is, Dave, if you get them wrong in the microwave, it makes the chocolate really runny. Like it's tough.
You don't have it's like 10, 7 seconds.
Seven seconds. See, yeah.